I'm Shama Kuvert. I'm an artist, a community-grown artist who believes in the power of connection and the power of healing oneself to heal communities. I grew up in San Francisco, pre-tech San Francisco. I always have to like emphasize that. It was so diverse and it was so just remarkable in so many different ways. And I think folks in DC or from DC can recognize that and those dynamics. And I grew up doing graffiti and mural arts. I was a part of a small like arts collective called Presida Eyes. And there was this huge graffiti group called Those Damn Kids, TDK. And there was this older guy named Mike. He really loved the youth in the community. And he was the first person to be like, you can do this too. Like, you can put up, you can do all this stuff. I mean, we're just like wild kids, right? Like, we just wanted to make art to make art. You know how you would wrap your textbooks in like brown paper bags? And all my friends would be like, do mine, do mine, do mine. And I'd be like, oh yeah. It was like such an honor, yo, like to be like, okay, I'll do it. I'm South Asian and Pacific Islander, and I'm first gen, born in the US, and so there was a lot of pressure for me to succeed, right? Like, my parents kind of moved through life in survival mode, and they wanted us to like have a foundation so that we could really build something strong, and going to art school was like out of the question. And so being a community-grown artist means that I have been raised by other artists, the people who have taught me technique and skill. And then it's community that has really driven my sense of voice. I've always been a pretty shy person, and growing up, I would kind of build these worlds, places that I wanted to go and people that I wanted to meet. Now looking back, I think that these beings that I would create were just really like my ancestors and my guardian angels. But I kept those things to myself, and it wasn't until more recently that I started showcasing and sharing my work on a larger scale. Being an artist was an identity that I really had to very consciously and very intentionally decide was a part of my identity. Being a queer woman of color in navigating this work can be somewhat difficult, in just like wanting to know that you're being seen fully and that the people that you engage with or the institutions that you engage with will see you fully. And I think when you don't have or you don't recognize that you have all of these identities inside of you, you can take that for granted and you can be like, oh, they just like my work. But when you have so many identities that are salient to you, you really want to be seen and you want to be engaging with folks who see that as important too, who like really want to create inclusive spaces, and not just on the surface, but really embody that. On Belonging will be the featured piece at The Line DC for Pride Month. And to have that piece in a space where so many different people will be seeing it every day is so meaningful to me, because I hope it exudes to others what it exudes to me and while I was creating it, the space I was in, which is you belong here, you're seen, you can rest, and you can just be yourself and you'll be loved. I think when I was younger, I had a lot of questions about, where do I belong? Am I South Asian? Am I Pacific Islander? Am I American? Not knowing what box I really belonged in was really confusing for a long time. And I think through Black feminist scholarship and critical race, being introduced to social justice, and being able to like really name what dynamics I was seeing play out, and really being able to like have a shared vocabulary around oppression and resilience allowed me to be more intentional about being like, this is who I am, and these are my ancestors, and these are the pains that they had, and these are the successes that they had, and I'm a part of that success. You know, I'm a part of the future that they wanted for so many people. The future that we're striving for, we're probably not going to see. We're not going to get to see the fruits of all of our labor. They didn't either, but here we are, right? Like, here we are, blossoming and flourishing and making connections that I don't think that they knew were possible. So now in my work, I really strive to honor who they are and all of the work that they put in.